Well, my mission with yoga started as a teaching assistant at Albany High School with the special education department. And I was pretty sure that we were missing the mark on some things about helping our students to feel safe, loved, competent, and capable. And I pursued my certification with Elizabeth and Andrew Cassius at HeartSpace Albany in 2012 and 13, and have been moving around the Capital Region to spaces that are a little bit more unique and outside of the studio, primarily into schools, been to a few colleges, and out in community parks at different events to basically provide more accessibility to yoga and allow people who would not particularly be fond of stepping into a studio and might be a little intimidated or maybe have an economic barrier, just finding sources of a way to bring them yoga versus asking them to come to yoga.
That's great. And so what brings you here to the sanctuary right now?
Well, Elizabeth and I connected regarding an opportunity to serve here in an area of Troy where there aren't any yoga studios, but the sanctuary is here and open to the public to explore some different things. And yoga is a different thing to explore in this area.
How about you, Diane?
Well, I had taught a yoga class a few years back at Freedom Park, and so I was really excited about an opportunity to come back and be involved here at the sanctuary. Right now I teach some classes at HeartSpace, gentle yoga classes for anyone, even brand new beginners. And I teach yoga of 12-step recovery at HeartSpace Albany and at a church in downtown Troy. And that's a growing movement in the area for people who are dealing with addiction, their own addiction or the addiction of other people. Mm. And so it's a very supportive opportunity to come together with other people. And we do, again, very gentle yoga, beginner yoga, and have a support meeting as well. So, you know, it's just really nice to be back in the community. Before I became a yoga teacher, I had worked for Unity House for many years, and I was involved in a lot of projects here in Troy. So, and it was so interesting. I was telling Nikki, I had been... The past, you know, few months I've been waking up going like, I really want to get back into the community. I love teaching at HeartSpace and doing other things that I'm doing, but I don't know. It's just kind of like the universe is conspiring to make this happen. So Nikki and I are really excited about it.
Really excited. I agree. Diane, the universe has moved and put us in the right place at the right time with the right people.
So the sanctuary is going to be hosting yoga here at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays in the month of November. And who is this? Who would you say this class is for?
Well, we really are looking forward to kind of pouring into the staff and the volunteers that make the sanctuary run.
We need it.
Yes, yes. Self-care is really important, especially as we're moving into autumn and winter, and having a habit and a routine of maintaining your own energy and life force is really important, as well as reaching out to the community and maybe introducing yoga to some families that are in the area that would really benefit from the experience.
What has yoga done for you in your life, if anything, or what has it meant to you, or what do you hope that others might take away from this class?
We could be here for hours discussing that.
For me, it's very much, you know, kind of like a healing practice. So it's an opportunity for me to take care of myself and to share what I'm learning as a yoga teacher to people. And a lot of it is like Nikki alluded to, like self-care, you know, to teach people how to take care of ourselves. We have so many things that we're trying to do in life and putting a lot of energy out into the world. I know you are and the other folks here at the sanctuary. So we have to fill the well, you know, and so that's a lot of what yoga is. For me, taking good care of our bodies, especially as we age. I turned 60 this year and it's like, wow. And I can still feel very strong and flexible and well. And yoga has been like the major piece of that for me as I've aged. So
I feel like people imagine yoga Sorry, I want to hear your answer too.
Oh, no, that's fine.
When people imagine yoga, they see like skinny bodies, and you know, there's like an archetypical yoga practitioner. Is that your experience?
It's an interesting question.
It's a mixture. I find that a lot of my classes are mixed. I have I have some classes like I just taught a chakra yoga class, and there were students there that were in their 50s. It was a young woman in her 30s, but there's all ages. I have students in, 50s, 60s, 70s. So the age piece is kind of gone out the window. I think more and more people are knowing that they want to take care of their bodies as they age. And even at Heartspace, there's yoga for ample bodies. I mean, this isn't about, getting to a certain place as much as it is about honoring where we're at and taking care of ourselves where we're at in our bodies.
You're nodding.
Yeah, that really is the case. I have had so many different types of individuals come to the mat to practice with me. And my biggest thing that I would say is the takeaway that I am hoping to give to folks that do practice with me is a toolkit to walk away with, a toolkit so that they can have a base point for calming themselves and coping with what life is going to continue to gently roll or maybe hurl at us. Mm-hmm. So the breath and the centering and the permission to slow down and to lay down in Shavasana, that final resting pose, and just to let yourself be yourself and stay right on that rectangle that is your mat and not compare yourself to anyone else and just relax. That's what I would hope to convey.
When you say, oh my gosh, you're tearing up.
That's beautiful, Nikki.
When you say the breath, can you explain what you mean by that?
Go ahead.
Well.
Or I can.
Yeah, Diane, why don't you take that?
Well, a lot of people, of course, we're breathing all the time. It's not something we have to stop and think about it. It's involuntary. Thank goodness it's just happening automatically. But many of us don't breathe in a way that's really as helpful to our bodies. Many people are breathing in a shallow way, not a full way. And some people are, their breath is kind of keeping them in a heightened state of agitation or stress. So one of the first things that we do often is in class is to help people to get in touch with their breath. And for many people, coming to yoga might be the first time that they've done that. And to invite the breath to deepen and to begin to feel the breath fill the body and leave the body. And there's such an intricate connection between the breath and the nervous system. So when people can slow down and calm their breath, they can slow down and calm their nervous system, slow down and calm their body, slow down and calm their mind, And we all need that, For people right now, just in this neighborhood, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of stressors. And to just take an hour out of their day, their evening, to take care of themselves in this way, to come onto the mat and to, really it's self-love. I think it could really help. It could make a big difference. So we know from our own practices how much it helps us. So we want to offer it to the neighbors here.
Yeah, well said.
I as you were describing deepening your breath and feeling your body, I was doing that.
And I could see you doing that. And it's merely suggestions. So when we talk about gentle yoga and we talk about inviting people to the mat, we talk about saying things like release, saying things like relax, saying things like inviting your body to open, inviting your breath to deepen. It touches into the sensitivity of the way we want to speak to people about yoga. There's nothing commanding or demanding about the way that we'll deliver these classes. It's an invitation to self-love.